You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Austin Cope. Good morning. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke gave a recommendation to President Trump about the future of the Bears Ears National Monument on Monday. He recommended, quote, revising the boundaries of the monument to focus on the antiquities in the area. He also recommended that Congress replace land in the monument with National Conservation Area or wilderness designations. Also, he recommended that Congress establish co-management of the monument with tribal governments. Joining me now to talk about her reactions to this recommendation is San Juan County Commissioner Rebecca Benally. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It's great to be on the show with you this morning.
The Interior Secretary recommended shrinking the monument, but he still wants to keep the designation. San Juan County has been pretty opposed to the monument. Is a smaller monument better or worse than no monument at all?
Well, first of all, I would like to preface by saying San Juan County or the people or the Native Americans in San Juan County has never said not to protect or preserve the cultural artifacts or resources in the county. It was the avenue and how and the designation that was going to be used. And so I want to make that correction. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a NCA, whether it's a wilderness study area, whether it's monument, but I want to say that monument does not guarantee protection and preservation. It's just about control and limiting access. Now, that's what the people, constituency and residents opposed.
Based on Zinke's recommendation, he is still recommending keeping the monument. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's great. I think it sends a strong message that if you do anything, a designation from 2,000-3,000 miles away and people that are not and would not be affected by a decision, if you leave them out, they will have a voice and want to be included, which is exactly what happened. And I'm glad that Secretary Zinke had boots on the ground. He looked at the aerial view. We went horseback riding, and to see the parameters or the perimeter of the 1.35 million acres that was designated as a monument. So shrinking is good.
I want to talk a little bit more about how well you feel he listened to locals. I want to talk about that in a minute. First, though, he did recommend that Congress establish co-management of the monument with tribes. So regardless of the chances of getting a bill like that through Congress, how much do you trust the tribal governments to co-manage the Bears Ears Monument?
Well, I think trust is to have hope. And when you don't have hope, there's not much of anything. I believe that co-management is possible, but I want to say this. Co-management was abused and exploited by the environmental groups and an empty promise to the Native Americans that they would have it with this monument executive unilateral designation when it was never true. It was just a way to lure the Native Americans to support the environmental groups. Now, what we're proposing, and I'm glad that Secretary Zinke is willing to do that through Congress, which we knew was the only way to do it was through Congress. And as far as trusting the tribal entities that are involved, I think it can happen.
You said that you were pretty satisfied on how Zinke's visit went, that he had boots on the ground. Do you feel like he got all of the different super complex views about the Bears Ears? Do you think he was able to incorporate all those into his recommendation?
I do. I really do, because when he set foot in Utah, flying into Salt Lake City, he met with these non-tribal entities, Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition, Dene Bikeya, which included some other tribal members and leaders. So he visited with them. And when he came to San Juan County, he visited with the local elected leaders also the grassroots people and just residents in general. Like I said, he had an aerial view. He hiked horseback riding throughout. He met with the people in various communities. And so it is a complex situation, but I feel he had a really good view, and I trust that his staff did their research and understand the complexity of this whole Bears Ears National Monument designation through a national monument, which, again, I will say, does not guarantee protection and preservation. There is other ways to do it.
Rebecca Benally is one of the commissioners of San Juan County, Utah. Thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome.